Brett Hollander back here on WBAL News Radio 1090 with a very special guest. He is one of the greatest Maryland Terrapin basketball players of all time, and once upon a time, the seventh overall pick in the NBA draft, preceding a great NBA career. We're talking to the Wizard, Walt Williams. Walt, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How about yourself?
I'm doing very well. Maryland has one more regular season game to go in the Big Ten, Nebraska on Sunday. But what has been your enjoyment level watching this team come together?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's been a little amazing to see them play so consistently, especially the young guards and the new pieces, so many new pieces. Guys not used to playing at this level yet. So you just thought that it would take a little adjustment period to be able to get used to playing at the college level, and then hopefully at the end of the season to sort of catch their stride. But, man, they seem to be able to catch stride early. You're talking about a guy like Melo Trimble, who has an incredible amount of poise out there. I think that's the biggest asset he brings to the table, being a freshman, being in an environment where you're playing against a lot of tough, strong, mature guards, being able to handle that pressure and being able to control the environment out there.
How rare is it to see an 18-year-old as poised as Melo?
Oh, it's very rare, I think. Well, maybe not in these day and ages now. You sort of see a freshman leave early. And so you see the influx of that happening a lot. But this guy, he's shown that he's able to make an impact. He's a guy that you can count on, not necessarily just score points, but just to be able to run offense and, like I said, be able to control the environment out there. I think that when you have a guy who has the ball in his hand a lot, who can hit free throws, who can get to the basket, who can shoot the ball from the outside, and who has floor vision, when you combine all those things with the poise and knowing when to do those things and when not to, it just makes for a great player. And you talking about a guy having those intangibles at 18 years old, that's an amazing thing.
We use the word these days in sports, Walt, what kind of ceiling does this person have? If Melo Trimble hangs around College Park for at least a few more years, what are we talking about here? Could he stuff some of the all-time biggest stats in the history of Maryland basketball?
I don't know if he can get any of mine, but I'll just say, I'll tell you what,
I like that.
The thing that I want to see him get better at is being able to shoot from the outside a little bit more consistently. I think that if he is a guy who can, for instance, off of a pick and roll, guys go underneath that and he can make them pay on a consistent basis. Making a guy have to go over top of pick and rolls would allow him to be able to penetrate a lot more. I think if he can become just a little bit more consistent from the outside, that takes his game to a whole another level, and all the other things that he brings to the table, you will see even get bigger.
Interesting. I've seen a lot of comparisons over the last few weeks, and I've used them too, between you and Des Wells. Not so much in the game itself, although I'm sure there are some similarities there, but what Des has meant to Mark Turgeon in the program, comparing it to what you meant to Gary in similar stages in the program. Gary needed you to hang around to be a big transition piece and to get Maryland basketball back. And I don't know if Des Wells will be remembered as one of the all-time great Maryland players like you, but I think we'll look back at Des Wells as a really critical piece in the turnaround that Mark Turgeon is leading right now.
Absolutely. I think that when I alluded to earlier, talking about the freshmen and how they're playing with so much poise and confidence, I think that that stems from the coaching staff, but also when you're playing at that type of level that early on, it's a belief that you have in your leaders that's out there, your peers. And so that's how you go to the next level. That's how you get the most out of your players, is when they believe in another player, their leader as a player. And that's when you start to see guys go above and beyond. And of course, you want your coach to be able to lead the guys, but when you can add to the mix a leader, a player that can do that, not necessarily just his words, but in his actions as well. Me and Zaz Wells in the beginning of the season, we talked about being a dominant player and someone that his teammates can count on down the stretch. And not the coaches, not the fans, but his teammates. You know, for his teammates to know that, a feeling inside to know that we need a bucket right here. I'm going to go to Dez Wells. He had to implant that in his players by the way he played, by the way he led, and he has done that.
Out of curiosity and kind of unrelated to the season, do you think Dez Wells is an NBA player?
Yeah, I would say iffy early, beginning of the season. Need to work on his jump shot and ball handling a little bit more. I still feel he can improve in those areas, but man, I just think that he's good enough to be able to make a roster. I think that since he's been back from his wrist injury, he shot the ball very well from the outside 3-point line in clutch situations. He definitely has intensity. His shot off the dribble is decent as well. He defends. He's a good size, height and body mass. Incredible on the break. I think that his ball handling is adequate enough that he can get a shot, but he does need to improve on that as well. But yeah, I think that he can be an NBA player.
I tell you what would help his stock, and that's a deep run in March. We all know that. Walt Williams, do you think this Maryland Terrapins team is capable of reaching a Sweet 16 or beyond?
Absolutely. I'm going to tell you what made me think that. Of course, we all know that the teams that have the most success for the most part is teams with good guard play. And Maryland certainly has that. But here's the thing that I noticed that made me think that, man, this team can go far. In the Michigan game, Dez Wells was having an incredible game down the stretch. And they tried to go to him to get the bucket for the one of the final possessions. And Michigan denied him and did not want him to get the ball. So they denied him. And so he did not get the ball. But guess what? Melo kept it in his hands. So then he went and got and scored a bucket. And so that's a dilemma that this team can put you in. You have a guy like Dez Wells. You have a guy like Jake Lehman. And when you want to deny or not let those guys be a factor, then the ball stays in Melo's hands. So it's a matter of pick your poison out there, and that's the dilemma that the Terps can put you in.
It should be fun to watch over the next month. Walt Williams, we really do appreciate it so much, the Wizard, and we'll hopefully catch up soon.
Thank you so much.
That is the Wizard. We'll come back with much more here on WBAL News Radio 1090.